Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Easter is the greatest and the most important feast in the Holy Catholic Church for three reasons. First, the resurrection of Christ is the basis of our Christian faith. It is the greatest of the miracles, for it proves that Jesus is God. That is why St. Paul writes to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain." Jesus is Lord, He is risen, was the central theme of kerygma, or the preaching of the apostles, because Jesus prophesied His resurrection as a sign of His divinity. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 19, "Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again." The founder of no other religion has an empty tomb as Jesus has. Further, neither the Jews nor the Romans could disapprove Jesus' resurrection by presenting the dead body of Jesus. The apostles and the early Christians were absolutely sure about the resurrection of Jesus. Otherwise, they would not have faced martyrdom for a dead leader lying in the tomb. The sheer existence of a thriving empire conquering early Christian church, bravely facing and surviving 3 centuries of persecution, and still goes on, supports the truth of Christ's resurrection. The second reason, Easter is the guarantee of our own resurrection. Jesus assured Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, John chapter 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies." The third reason, Easter is a feast which gives us hope and encouragement, especially in this world of pain, sorrows, and tears. It reminds us that life is worth living. It is our belief in the real presence of the risen Jesus in our souls, in His church, in the Blessed Sacrament, and in heaven that gives us meaning to our personal as well as our communal prayer, and strength to fight against temptations and freedom from unnecessary worries and fears. Every year, when I prepare my Easter homily, I remember a joke. And if it is the first time, I share this joke. So this is my first time here, so I share this joke. It is an age-old joke most of you might have heard. Once, a couple went on a vacation to the Middle East, visit the Holy Land. Of course, not from Dodge City, from some other town. During their vacation, and while they were visiting Jerusalem, wife passed away. With the death certificate in hand, husband went to the American consulate to make arrangements to send the body back to the States for a proper burial. The counsel, after hearing the death of the wife, told husband that the sending of a body back to the States for burial is very, very expensive. It could cost as much as $5,000. The counsel continued, "In most cases, the person responsible for the remains normally decides to bury the body here. This would only cost $150. Husband thought for some time and answered, "I don't care how much it will cost to send the body back. That is what I want to do." The counsel, after hearing this, said, "You must have loved your wife very dearly and very much, considering the difference in price." The husband, after a moment, said, "It is not that. You see, I know of a case many years ago of a person by name Jesus who was buried here in Jerusalem, and on third day he rose from the dead. I don't want to take any chance." Respected ladies, if you are offended, I am sorry. There is a solution. When you share this joke with someone, please change the names. You say, "It is the husband, it is the man who died, and it is the woman, it is the wife who is taking the decisions." Things will be solved. Dear brothers and sisters, the liturgy of the word, as well as the feast of Easter, invites us to the following life messages. Firstly, let us live the lives of resurrection people. Easter gives us the joyful message that we are a resurrection people. This means that we are not supposed to lie buried in the tomb of our sins, evil habits, dangerous addictions, despair, discouragement, or doubts. Instead, we are expected to live a joyful and peaceful life, constantly experiencing the living presence of the risen Lord in all the events of our lives, and amid the suffering, pain, tensions, and boredom of our daily, day-to-day lives. Secondly, we need to live new, disciplined lives in the risen Jesus. Our awareness of the all-pervading presence of the risen Lord in and around us, and the strong conviction of our own resurrection, help each of us to control our thoughts, desires, words, as well as behavior. This salutary thought inspires us to honor our bodies, keeping them holy, pure, and free from evil habits and addictions. Our conviction about the presence of the risen Lord in our neighbors and in all those with whom we come into contact should encourage us to respect them and to render them loving, humble, and selfless service. Thirdly, we need to become transparent Christians, radiating the presence of the risen Lord. We are called to be transparent Christians, showing others through our lives the love, mercy, compassion, and spirit of self-sacrificing service of the risen Jesus living in our hearts. Fourthly, we need to share in the resurrection of Jesus. Each time we try to practice Christian charity, mercy, and forgiveness, and each time we fight against temptations, let us remember that we are sharing in the resurrection of Jesus here and now. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.